for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. Top Democrats say President Trump would face legal and political challenges if he tried to declare a national emergency to build his border wall. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith says the executive power has been used to build military facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan, but would likely be wide open to a court challenge for the wall. The president has said the White House has been talking to some steel company executives.
We've been in touch with a lot of people, and I informed my folks to say that we'll build a steel barrier. Steel. It'll be made out of steel. It'll be less obtrusive, and it'll be stronger.
Democrats object to the idea of a wall and not what it's made of. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season. Just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Another top Pentagon official is leaving. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Now the Chief of Staff for the Department of Defense is stepping down. Rear Admiral Kevin Sweeney, serving as Chief of Staff to Defense Secretary James Mattis, who resigned last month after President Trump's decision to pull troops out of Syria. Sweeney, writing a brief resignation letter, notes he's entering the private sector now, and he says it was an honor to serve alongside the men and women of the Department of Defense.
National Security Advisor John Bolton is in the Mideast giving Israelis assurances. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
You have backed, both in word and deed, Israel's right to defend itself, which we exercise constantly. It's important to know that we have the backing of our great friend and ally, the United States of America.
Contradicting what President Trump had said, Bolton now says there's no timetable for the pullout of U.S. forces from Syria. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
On Twitter, President Trump confirmed the death of the terrorist who was the mastermind behind the attack on the USS Cole that killed 17 sailors. John Clemens reports.
The USS Cole was refueling at the port of Aden, Yemen on October 12, 2000, when a small vessel laden with explosives attacked the guided missile destroyer on the port side. It left 17 sailors dead, with another 39 wounded. In the tweet, Mr. Trump confirmed the death of Jamal al-Badawi by declaring, "Our great military has delivered justice for the heroes lost and wounded in the cowardly attack on the USS Cole." I'm John Clemens.
A Louisiana parish continues to deal with the tragic loss of five children who were on their way to Disney World. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Three of the five children killed in a traffic accident on their way to Florida's Disney World attended the Avoles Parish School in Louisiana. School Superintendent Blaine Dozot tells KATC-TV the other two children killed were also known by students and faculty.
I think of the kids that are going to walk in those rooms next week. I think of the teachers that are going to see the empty desks.
A vigil for the victims was held Friday in Mansura to honor the children and their families. The children were in a Pentecostal church van headed to the theme park when the accident occurred Thursday afternoon outside of Gainesville, about an hour away from the park. Four other children in the van survived.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.